This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to another Music Monday here on the show, and we are looking at another smaller artist, independent, kind of folk musician from New York. Her name is Joanna Samuels, and yeah, it kind of fell on this EP that we're going to look at today, the Lanyap Sessions, out of nowhere. The way I found her was because she, like Madison Cunningham, had a guitar made for her by someone who's making me a guitar out of Southern England, Trent Guitars. And he posts all of his new builds, and if it's someone who's a professional musician, he'll tag them in it, and then I end up finding them, looking up their music, and it just has happened to work out in an incredible way. So this toilet is very grateful for that. And this is the follow-up kind of to her album release in June. Follow-up meaning just shortly released after, I guess. But she had an album come out in June called Bystander that is fantastic. I highly recommend it. But today I wanted to look at this EP because it's had more significance in my life, even though it's only been out for a month as of yesterday. And big fan of this. It's just four covers by four older bands, very folky takes on each song. Not that they weren't like that necessarily before, but just beautiful and charming. The four songs in question are The Whole of the Law by The Only Ones, Yes It Is by The Beatles, Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan, and Real Emotional Girl by Randy Newman. So all big artists, if not the biggest on there, and these covers have really touched me. You know, very simple, very beautiful. I love her vocals. They really ring through for me. Feel raw with emotion, and I don't know, I feel like these songs have deep significance to her when I'm listening to them. And they've given deep significance to me too. I find myself listening to these over and over again. Each song only has a couple thousand plays on Spotify, and I feel like I'm a good 5 to 10% of them in this last month. And I've been playing these songs myself on my guitar, listening along, just really enjoying it and wanting more. Honestly, I really like this take, and it's pushed me to want to do something, you know, more like this, play more music, just release more music, simple demos, whatever it might be, get things out there, develop talents and share these gifts with other people. Because, you know, she had an album come out just a few months ago. This was totally a bonus for us, and especially for me. And yeah, I'm just really happy with these tracks and that we got them so short after a great album. I'm going to give this thing an 8 out of 10. I think it's a beautiful EP. It's really grounded me on harder days where I can listen to this and really take a deep breath, feel some peace. So yeah, thank you to Joanna Samuels for releasing this incredible EP, and I highly recommend you all to listen to it. And if it's not your cup of tea, then find an album that does that for you. Find some songs that really ground you, help you to take a deep breath, and encourage you to just take care of yourself. So there we go. The national day today, in a complete turn of events from what we just said, is Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. The description is, your coworker in the next cube is at it again, yakking it up nonstop, clipping her nails, popping her gum, and sucking up to the boss. Normally, you just grin and bear it, but today is different because it is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. This annual event takes place every October 23rd, so if someone at work is bugging you, don't be shy, take advantage. An interesting day, but we're going with it. I don't know if your work will respect this. I'm not sure if you'll be exempt. I'm not endorsing that. But just know you are not alone. You are heard. And if you have any fun coworker stories, send them in on the Instagram, whatever. I honestly hardly ever use it, but please, reviews for the toilet. Come check it out. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews. We had a great time listening to this EP for Music Monday, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.